we had a whole fleet of single hull ships, and the regulations after the Exxon Valdez were changing, Open 90 required everybody to have double hull ships, which was a stupid thing that the government did, but that was media and press and public relations and everything else are saying that a double hull ship should be the one. But anyway, we eventually in the early 90s started to scrap our whole fleet, even though the ships were still could operate, there was nothing wrong with them, but we decided that it wasn't economical to try to compete against the double hull tankers that were coming out. So the company decided that they'd get rid of all the fleet. So it was a pretty easy decision for me. Either I had to go to another company or I had enough time to retire, and I was teaching part-time for the academy. So I decided that I would start my own consulting business, which I did for 3 years. And then I just kind of fell into doing this other. The consulting was good. I liked it. It was because you didn't have to work a whole lot, and once you finished something, you could forget about it, and then go on and do something else. But when they asked me to do the captain of the training ship, I figured, well, it's my alma mater. I should probably do it. So I did.
So do you think you'll go back out to sea again?
Well, 2011 was the first time in 50 years I hadn't been at sea. Long time. But do I miss it? I miss the nice weather in the summer, sailing along on a smooth sea, and being in a nice port where you can go ashore, walk around, and see what's going on. That part I miss. The rest of it I don't. The paperwork and the regulations today have become so intrusive that it's just not that much fun. And my last 15 years was taking kids to sea, and you always had that behind, you know, there's like a burden that you had that what happens if somebody gets hurt and I have to call the parents and stuff like that. And I just decided that at my age I didn't need to do that and let somebody else do it for a while. So that was a pretty easy decision to let that go too. Mm-hmm. So, and it's not like, you know, people say, well, what are you doing in your time? Well, we don't have enough time. We really don't. It's just with therapy dogs and we have 11 grandchildren and one great-granddaughter. So with all of them and everything that we're doing, and we've been involved with, this is my 25th year in Kiwanis, and Deanna's in Kiwanis too. So, I mean, it's really, we don't have any time. We really don't. So it's easy to be retired and be busy. What I tell people is being retired, and the definition of that being you get up every morning with nothing to do. You go to bed every night with only half done, and the pay is lousy. That's the definition of retirement.